Welcome to the recording, the meditation of Makadosh Shem Shemayim, which is our next level of Yud Kei Vav Kei awareness in the Shavisi principle. Like all meditations, you can listen in the privacy of your home or any place else where you're comfortable, or you can listen while you're walking in an area where you will be undisturbed. So if you're listening in your home, you can close your eyes and follow the images. And if you're walking on a nice, quiet path, just keep your eyes open and imagine what I'm saying. So imagine you're walking on a quiet country path, and you can see the trees swaying in the breeze as the sun is gently setting. And surrounding you, you can see lush green meadows with many flowers wafting in the breeze. And you can see birds in elegant flight and butterflies fluttering by and smell the aromas, the wondrous scents of the countryside. And as you're walking, you see on the side of the road, on this country road, a large tree with overhanging branches filled with multicolored blossoms. And I'd like you to imagine that you find a nice grassy patch under the tree and find a nice position for yourself as you observe the setting of the sun. And as you are sitting comfortably under the tree, feeling the breeze, smelling the summer grass, the wonderful aromas of the blossoms above you, you can see in the distance an individual person looking upwards into the heavens, into the sky, and you can hear the voice of this individual's dialogue with Hashem. And the voice you're hearing is saying, "Please, Hashem, do you know I have this unstoppable urge to think, to do, to feel, to act? Hashem, you know that I have lost my ability to control myself. You know how overpowering, how compelling this urge, this thought, this feeling, this desire is. It is more powerful and more compelling than anything I have ever encountered in my life, and feels as if I don't satisfy it, my life will end. Hashem, it is screaming within me that this is the only way I can be fulfilled. This is the only right and correct thing to do. This is the only way I can find any happiness, any relief. Hashem, I know and you know that it's a lie. It's a sheker. But I don't know how to quiet this voice, this screaming voice within my mind, within my body, within my organs, within my limbs, within my emotions. It's so convincing, Hashem, so powerful. Please, I don't know what to do. And now you can hear a voice emerging from the heavens, responding. You know that I love you. You know that at every moment of your life, I am giving you the eyes to see, the heart to beat, the hands to touch, the mind to think, the feet to walk, the hormones to feel. Every breath you take, I am giving you the air that gives you life. And I know how the voice is so powerful, like the roar of an Niagara Falls. Unbeatable, unstoppable. How deep and powerful the urge is. But I have also given you a gift. I have also given you the gift of my holy name, the Yud-Kei. Vav-Kei. I want you to visualize these letters. Imagine seeing each of these letters in front of you. Seeing them in a golden flame. The Yud. And then the He. And then the Vav. And then the He again. Each one. Alive, each one emerging from eternity, and they stand in front of you. And while they might be on fire, the fire does not burn. It comes from the heavens. It comes from Sinai. It comes from the bush that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. It's a fire that warms the neshama, that speaks to the neshama. It's eternal, it doesn't consume. It gives life, it gives light. And I'd like you to imagine extending your arms and bring these letters close to you, close to your heart, feeling their warmth on your chest, on your heart. And as you feel the warmth of these letters on your chest and your heart, imagine saying the words of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Adushem. Elokeinu Adushem Echad. Feel the warmth of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei next to your heart. And now call out V'ahavta es Adushem Lekecha. You should love Hashem b'chol levavecha, all your heart, b'chol nafshecha, all your nefesh, b'chol miyodecha, all your might. As you feel the warmth of the letters on your heart, you can feel the warmth of my love for you, touching your heart, touching every cell in your body. You can feel your own commitment, dedication, determination, love for me, experience how your whole being is consumed, tied up in these words, these letters that touch your heart, that touch your soul. And you now know that this is the only real expression of life, when you are totally bound up and connected to me, Hashem. And you can begin to sense a loosening of the grip of the voices, of the urges, of the desires that come from a different place. The driving force of the relentless emotions, all loosening their grip on you, like a reptile that has wrapped itself around you and is now letting go and slithering away, because you are embracing something more real, your love for me, in the letters Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, my name, the golden letters that illuminate your entire being and all existence. And as you are aware that these letters and my name and my existence is eternal, and everything else is a sheker, then you have achieved the milestone of Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. You are sanctifying my holy name. You are justifying the purpose of your existence. You are creating a place for yourself next to me, eternally. In this world and in the world to come. And as you sit under the tree and you continue to observe and hear this dialogue, you realize that the individual that you see in the distance is yourself. It is you who are talking to Hashem. It is you who are embracing the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. It is you who are experiencing your ability to fulfill this lifelong goal of Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And you realize that this is something you can repeat throughout your life, time and time again. So just permit yourself to feel the freedom to experience this sense, the determination that you will spend the rest of your life quieting these voices to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.